My journey begins in Indianapolis with a flight to Atlanta. Then there is the 14-hour, 7,500-mile flight to the Persian Gulf Emirate of Dubai. It is one of the few places that have flights to Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan.
It's late at night, and I'm sitting having a Starbucks latte in Terminal 2 at the Dubai airport, waiting for my 3 a.m. flight to Afghanistan. Beside me, a group of Emirate men in their blinding white kaftans and headdresses sit around a low table. Beside them, the women cluster in their black robes, faces obscured except for their dark eyes, peering from slits in their scarves. The Starbucks barista knew where I was going. He says he sees a lot of Americans late at night these days, waiting for the middle-of-the-night flight to Kabul.
Pam Air Flight 210 departs with a full load of passengers. Pashtun tribesmen returning home with bales of trade goods, South Asian businessmen with briefcases, NGO aid workers, multinational employees with military contracts. An Afghan mother with her small son turns as I sit down beside her. "Afghanistan," she says with a laugh. With Afghanistan's perilous security situation, getting safe transport from the Kabul International Airport to the U.S. military's Bagram Airfield, about 40 miles away, is a critical part of the trip. After a nerve-wracking search from Indiana, I find Afghan logistics. Through email, the company assures me a trusted driver will shuttle me to Bagram. As we drive to the base, Sattar, my driver, tells about his company.
This company drivers also speak English,
yeah.
Has a good cars, new cars. It's famous.
The road to Bagram is a crumbling asphalt highway. Walled villages with watchtowers and herds of dreadlocked goats punctuate the drive. Beside the road, graphic billboards urge Afghans to fight the Taliban. Sattar guides us past tankers, gaily decorated lorries called jingle trucks, packed minivans, bicyclists churning away, all headed like bees to the hive of Bagram Airfield. Protected by high walls and endless tangles of razor wire, Bagram is both an airfield and a military logistics center. Bagram's public affairs officer, Captain Scott Keith, says if it flies for the U.S., it probably leaves out of Bagram.
Bagram Airfield serves as one of the primary logistics hub for all of Afghanistan, as well as supplying most of the logistics for regional command east.
My early morning flight to forward operating base Salerno, the Hoosier National Guard ADT post in Host Province, is on a lumbering short takeoff and landing plane called a STOL. The 45-minute flight takes us over a dry, dusty mountain landscape, periodically splotched green by narrow cultivated valleys and farm fields surrounding isolated villages. It's Memorial Day in America, so the team members gather that night in a plywood hut for the Indy 500, beamed to them by Armed Forces Network. For now, the soldiers' Indiana homes have been replaced by a base in a remote and increasingly dangerous part of Central Asia. That story next week. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing in Host Province, Afghanistan.